This is Dakota Datebook for June 30th. On this date in 1926, Gerald P. Nye was appointed to the United States Senate by Governor Arthur Sorley to represent North Dakota following the death of Senator Edwin F. Ladd. Despite debate within the Senate over whether the governor had the legal authority to appoint Nye, the Senate chose to resolve the issue and honored the appointment. Later that year, Nye won election in his own right and quickly became one of North Dakota's leading political figures. His election was especially important for North Dakota farmers, who were facing serious economic difficulties during the 1920s. North Dakota's economy depended heavily on agriculture, but in the wake of World War I, crop failures and large amounts of debt left many farmers struggling to make a living. Prices for crops, such as wheat and cattle, had fallen from their wartime highs, reducing farm income across the state. Many farmers felt that large banks and big businesses had too much power and were taking advantage of rural communities. Gerald Nye understood these concerns. He had built his political career by supporting progressive and reform-oriented causes. He sought to reduce the influence of large corporations and provide greater economic opportunities for ordinary North Dakotans. As a senator, Nye worked to promote policies that would help farmers receive fair treatment and better prices for their crops. He supported government efforts to stabilize agricultural markets and advocated for measures that would reduce the financial burdens facing rural families. He ran on the slogan, North Dakota for North Dakotans, which reflected his goal of preventing large corporations and banks from exploiting the state's farmers. Nye also became well known for his investigations into government and corporate practices. Although he's best remembered for leading the examination of the role of the arms manufacturers in World War I, his reputation as an independent reformer began with his commitment to representing the needs of ordinary citizens, especially farmers. The election of Gerald Nye in 1926 gave North Dakota farmers a senator who understood their concerns and was willing to fight for their interests. During a period of economic hardship and uncertainty, he provided leadership and advocacy for rural communities that often felt ignored by national leaders. His efforts helped strengthen the political influence of farmers, not only in North Dakota, but across the United States. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Grace Kaiser. I'm Earl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.